Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, August 18th. The Progressive Conservative government is vowing to add thousands of additional healthcare workers to Ontario's system while making other changes to free up hospital beds. Premier Doug Ford's government revealed plans this morning to introduce new legislation to allow senior patients in hospital waiting for a long-term care home to be transferred to a different facility until a spot opens up. The government expects this will free up some 250 hospital beds within 6 months and says that there will be mandatory guidelines in place to ensure there are no additional costs and that seniors affected by this change remain close to their loved ones. The Progressive Conservatives are also pledging to hire up to 6,000 more healthcare workers and plan to incentivize internationally trained and retired nurses by covering their costs for examination and registration. The provincial government also says it's considering increasing the number of OHIP-covered surgical procedures performed at independent health facilities. The South Bruce Gray Health Centre has announced emergency department overnight closures this weekend. A release says the Chesley and Walkerton emergency departments will be closed overnight Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They will be closed from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. each night. To help with additional patient volumes presenting to Hanover Hospital due to these closures, the Chesley physicians have offered to come to the Hanover Emergency Department once they've finished up in Chesley and work in the Hanover ED on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. You can find more information about the closures on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. OPP are still looking for one of two suspects in a vehicle theft investigation in Brockton that led to an increased police presence yesterday evening. Police say one person was arrested, but the investigation continues and they're trying to find a second suspect. Police are asking anyone who spots a 2010 black GMC Sierra pickup to call 911 immediately. The vehicle has an Ontario license plate of 1422RY. A community celebration to unveil a large piece of art by an Indigenous artist in Oxenden was a success. Less than a year after the Oxenden Indigenous Art Project put out a call for proposals to Indigenous artists for a piece of public art to show Oxenden neighbors' commitment to reconciliation, the crane painting Ajijak was unveiled this past weekend with what organizers estimate to be about 100 people in attendance. Artist Tochkwe Charmaine Jenner says sharing stories and projects like this one help build relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
To bridge that gap and to make it stronger for, you know, our kids that are coming along, our grandkids, the next generation. We want this future to be beautiful.
Organizers of the event say the community celebration was held with the intent of marking a new chapter of friendship and respect. The work is displayed on the wall of the old General Store, which is now a residence, at the intersection of Grey Road 1 and Zion Church Road. Chatsworth Township Council is asking Canada Post to install a community mailbox at the Williamsford Community Centre. A motion introduced by Mayor Scott Mackey passed unanimously at Wednesday's council meeting to make the request to the Crown Corporation. Residents of Williamsford have been without rural mail delivery since March 2020, when the post office in the village along Highway 6 closed. Since then, those in Williamsford have had to travel to Chatsworth to pick up their mail. The town of South Bruce Peninsula has dedicated a day to hockey player Curtis McDermott. Mayor Janice Jackson introduced a motion today, seconded by Deputy Mayor Jay Kirkland, to declare August 29th as Curtis McDermott Day in the town. Jackson's motion says the McDermott family have been longstanding business owners and citizens in Sauble Beach, and Curtis McDermott is a professional hockey player for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche, which won the 2022 Stanley Cup. McDermott played minor hockey at Shallow Lake before suiting up in Owen Sound for both the Junior B Grays and the Owen Sound Attack. Jackson notes there's a celebration planned in Sauble Beach on the 29th for McDermott, who plans to have the Stanley Cup with him. There has not been a schedule of events released at this point. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 83 points to 20,265. The Dow Jones is up 18 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.25 U.S. cents, down 19 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $90.49, up $2.38 a barrel. In sports, the Blue Jays open a weekend series at New York against the Yankees tonight. Toronto snapped a three-game losing streak yesterday, defeating Baltimore 6-1. The Jays have possession of the final wild card spot. In Gray Bruce Ladies Fastball League playoffs at Allenford, the Tara Ladies play the Allenford Gators at 7. The winner of this game advances directly to the championship game August 25th at Allenford. In the 8:30 game between the Port Elgin Devils and Meaford Leaky Canoe, the winner will advance to meet the loser of the Tara Allenford game Tuesday at Desboro. The loser of the Meaford-Port Elgin game is eliminated from the playoff tournament. You can find more sports posted at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.